Sounds like fun. Hey! Hey! What are you doing with my laptop? Hey, dude, come on. Give it back. It's gonna get soaked.
Hold on. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
What the hell, man? You want to get hit by lightning? Come on, man. Give it back to me, dude.
No, stop. Do you hear that? Do you know what that means?
Time to go back inside?
No, you moron. The storm hour is on.
Hello, and welcome to the storm hour, where everything is storming ferociously. Kaboom. I'm Jake Chief, and with us we also have D.L. Watson. So how's your week been? Good. How's your week been?
How's my week been? Good. I think you summed it up right there.
Yeah. Okay.
My week's been fine. I've been pretty busy. Getting ready to go to school, all that jazz. Released a couple Movie Storm mods that are available for free. Check it out at the mod section. Or you can go to my webpage at leafum.com and click on Movie Storm mods. But just been hanging loose, getting ready for the holidays. Not much else to say. How was your week?
It's been fine. I've been working still on 2 weeks in Texas, Roger's movie, and that's going well, about 50% into that. Listened to the Monk and Rogers show last week, because there was no Ken, and that was very interesting. And then I also, did lots of filming, it's been very fun.
So I wasn't on last, I decided to leave for the second half of the show last week, but I heard a rumor stemmed from the show that you are going to be directing 2 weeks in Texas.
Oh, yes. I forgot. I didn't tell you that, but yes. I am going to be the new director, because Roger did not have time, so he wanted someone to direct it, and he chose me out of all the people. So, yeah, I'm the new director.
Oh, well, very cool. Well, good luck. Hope you have fun doing that. So are you still going to do your other films? Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but you submitted Kuroken to TME Theater, and we forgot about premiering it.
Yes, I did realize that a while back, and I didn't have I was thinking of a plan of, when I'm done 2 weeks in Texas, I will premiere that with Kuroken. So, okay. We can have a Jake Chief night,
Because you never got to me, so I was like, I forgot about it, and then you never, after the date went by, you never got back to me and said, what the fuck, they all, whenever you want to premiere that, just let me know. We can show that to people. So
yeah.
Cool. Hopefully you have fun, and I look forward to seeing what 2 weeks in Texas is all about. So
yes, and this is gonna be a part in it, which I know Monk will love. So
cool. Yeah. All right. Well, what's new in Movie Storm, Jake?
A crap load of stuff, I believe. Yes, they're announcing lots of packs that are going to be coming out. There should be one more pack coming out by the end of the year. I have to go to the thing first. It's always when my internet's slow. Oh.
Well, from what I understand, they've released the last pack of the year.
Oh, yes, they did release the last pack of the year, right. Which was the new filters pack, filters number 3, which, you have different filters now where, the screen can be very wavy, or the screen looks like a sniper, or gun sniper, or different stuff like that. It's very cool. I did not get the pack yet, but And thinking about it, I'm just saving up my points to get a couple other packs, so I have a couple packs ahead of that, and then I'll eventually get that. So it's been so it looks nice. Did you get the pack?
No, I don't need it. So I got the first two filter packs, for the last 3 months, of 3 or 4 months that I've had it, I haven't found a reason to implement it in any of my stuff. But, you know, if it comes down the line where I'm going to need something like that, I'll definitely get it. And people should, you know, if you, you got 500 movie storm points to spare and you think you might need some cool filters that you don't want to apply in visual effects, in post-production, definitely check it out and try it out. I think you can try it out for can't you try it out for like a 7-day trial or something like that?
Yeah, for a 7-day trial for free, or 50 points for a month. And,
so
it's actually funny though, because I'm also gonna be making a movie after my Christmas movie that takes place in Iraq, and I actually need like a sniper thing like that. So, ain't I in luck? Huh?
Yeah, that is you are in luck. So.
Sorry, but I also have something else to announce too.
Okay.
Last week I decided to remake my modding competition. As I don't know if any of you guys remember, but about 6 months ago, my old modding competition ended and no one entered. So and. Then I started getting people that wanted the competition to be to restart. So I restarted it, and so I'm starting to get more people. Oh, yeah, people are saying that they want to enter, so we'll see. And I'm very excited to see what they come up with. And it should be fun. It ends February 3rd, and you have you can make any mod you want, unless it's imported from Google SketchUp from 3D Warehouse. Then you're disqualified if you have done that. So
basically, in order to qualify for the competition, to clarify, you have to have created the asset in a 3D modeling program like SketchUp or Blender or Max and imported it into MovieStorm as a usable prop or set or mod, but not actually take somebody else's 3D work that they've made prior and actually just bring that into MovieStorm, correct?
Correct, yes. Okay. So, you know, the rules are simple. You just need to follow that, just a couple of rules, and then... I'll try to post a link of thread for any of you modders that want to check it out. But yeah, you can talk about what else is in the community while I find the link.
Well, I think it's also a good time to just go ahead and mention that we were late this month on announcing November's Storm Award winner. I think today is the appropriate day, or right now is the appropriate time to announce that winner. I reviewed a few films that were released in November and taken out the ones that have already won awards this last year, which there was a lot of good films that have been released even in these past 2 months. And, I see some high-quality stuff coming out with MovieStorm, so that's fantastic. But the one film that I thought was really, really good, not only just on, you know, on a technical side, but just on the kind of cool, surreal way of storytelling, where you're not sure what the heck is going on, but your imagination can fill in all the gaps, is a film by a user named Rip, or R-I-P, and the film is called Choppin' Quest. And I highly recommend everybody to check that film out. And here, let me get a link for those who are in the chat room to check this film out. But congratulations, Rip. You are the November Storm Award winner for November. So, you know, basically what that means is they get put into a hat or a bowl, and at the end of the year, we'll have everybody from the community vote on their favorite film that we have chosen over the last 12 months. And when that selection is made, they will win some cool prizes for Movie Storm. So let me, now that I am unprepared here.
I have the link if you need it.
I have the link right now. Copy link location. All right. Chopping.
What? I have yet to see the movie. I think it's on my to-see list. It has been for a while, but I haven't got a chance to see it yet. So this looks very interesting.
You definitely should check it out because it's a cool film. It's not very long, you know. I think it's about five minutes long.
4 minutes.
Yeah. So.
By reading his description, it seems like he said that he used Movie Storm 1.2, not 1.4, which is very interesting. It seemed like it's from Storm. So yeah.
Yeah, it was well made, great camera direction, great atmosphere. I love the use of props. I love the surrealness to it. It was just refreshing, something very different. Definitely deserves the award and definitely deserves some attention, so definitely check that out.
And it's also his first movie.
Right. So it's it's very, very good for his first movie. Now, just to remind everybody that this month is the last month of this contest. So, release some great films. And in January, we will announce and list the award winners for the year. And then we will begin a thread in the community where people can vote for their favorite film of the selections that we've given. So look forward to that. Also, in another little bit of news, next Saturday, which is December 18th, will be our last show of the year. We will go on to either reruns or just no shows after the 18th because of the holidays. And we will be back January 8th, I believe it is, to resume our regular programming. And that's when we will announce the award winner for December and, start a brand new 2011 year with the Storm Hour. So,
It's coming better, never been better. So, yes.
So, definitely look forward to that. And, Jake, do you have a Jake Chief recommendation for us? I'll take that as a no. That's okay. let's see here. Some other things to talk about would be the Movie Storm developers have been working on some new stuff that I'm pretty excited about that's coming up. One of the things that they have is they mentioned that they're going to be releasing. It was going to come out this month before the holidays, but they've pushed it back to next month. That's the recent news, is that the sword pack that they've been working on will come out in January. Because the new update that they released just a few days ago, and if you haven't started your Movie Storm, go ahead and start it up, and a new patch will download that gives you some new eye animations as well. We'll talk about that in a second. The sword pack is coming out, and it's going to have some pretty cool sword animations that you can do with two different characters. And it looks like from the promo that they have a new costume that's going to come with it. So, that looks cool. That's something to look forward to. They also mentioned that sometime next year or sometime in the near future, they're going to be coming out with some new costumes that represent the school uniforms and classroom bits and pieces. I'm assuming that means like set pieces. Apparently they've been getting a lot of interest from other schools around the world that want to use Movie Storm for educational purposes. So they thought that this would be a good way to tap into that want. But they're not working on any children for this pack. It's just going to be, you know, some standard clothes that make it look like, you know, they're in school. So, also, I'd like to remind people that if you know somebody who likes or wants to make movies but doesn't have the money to it, you can always buy your friend a movie studio by going to Movie Storm and purchasing a version of Movie Storm for them and actually give them a hard copy of it on DVD. So they are now providing the DVD copies for people to be able to, you know, actually wrap the gift and not have to download it from the servers if you happen to have a poor internet connection. So that's pretty cool. And of course they released their filters pack, and let's see, anything else? That looks like it's it. So
I do have something to say.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to just go find it first, though, so you can just keep on talking if you want.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know what else to really talk about other than, but I will just
say
this.
That's how awesome I am.
Anyhow, there is something that I am working on to help I'm working on it with Phil Rice. We will be talking about it soon. I can't exactly say what it is, but let me just say that it's going to be pretty cool when it gets done. And I really hope that it's as helpful as I intend it to be. So that's a little teaser as to something we're working on for 2011, and hopefully it will bring the community together in a positive way. So,
yeah, well, I can't really find the thing, so I'll just add a little bit. From what I saw, was that they were also mentioning another pack coming out in 2011, which actually you just mentioned, so never mind.
We are still looking forward to their new face filters pack. I'm not sure when that's coming out, but face decals, you know, like scratches and bloody and
yeah.
all that
stuff.
All
right, yeah.
That would be interesting to know when that's coming out. But, again, it's one of those situations where it's done when it's done, and obviously they have to create some code for it or, you know, whatever. Real quickly, I just want to go down the modding releases that have happened the last few days. Lucinda has released a airplane cabin and seats add-on. Before I continue, I will put the link of the modding releases thread in the chat room. So Lucinda's released the airplane cabin and seats add-on. Squirrely Girl has released a free handheld chalice that you can use for your, medieval Victorian films. Yours Truly has released a animated windmill that you can use for your medieval times. That is also available for free, but I must stress that it is for non-commercial use only. So don't go selling your film with this prop in it. Squirrely Girl has released a Victorian Rooms prop, or a Victorian Rooms add-on that comes with three customizable rooms in that era, which is pretty cool. And again, she's released a Victorian business set to contribute to that. Lucinda has released a glitterly shiny Santa sleigh and reindeer. Basically includes a sitting and standing Santa and a sleigh with Santa. So check that out. Looks like Squirrely Girl's having a Christmas sale on her add-on packs that she has at her store, Mods and More, 50% off. So that's pretty cool considering they're cheap already.
Yeah.
Sean G has released a new sci-fi props pack, that's for a nominal fee. You can definitely check that out. They look very, very cool. And again, Squirrely Girl has released a Victorian bedroom set. I will finish with my new version of the Nav Mesh platforms that have been released, that comes equipped with a new park set, so definitely check that out. It is free to download. So we have some great new mods that are coming out, it seems like every day, and definitely look forward to those. And you can subscribe to your favorite modders threads or just, you know, download a whole bunch of new stuff to enhance your movie-going experience, your movie-making experience. So, but, yeah, okay, so I think we're good. I think we should take a break, and we will come back with Shirley Martin, who will, again, talk to us about her mods and her movie-making and how hot she sounds on the air. Okay, Jake, take us out.
Yeah. Well, Shirley will be back with us right after the break.
Hey, everyone. This is D.L. Watson, and welcome back to the Storm Hour. We have Shirley Martin with us to talk to us about her mods and movie making and just her general well-being. So how you doing, Shirley?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I had coffee, so I'm awake.
Don't even get me started. I haven't even had my breakfast or coffee yet. But I guess it's my own fault. It is 12:30 in the afternoon here. So, so tell us how you been. You know, since the last time we had your show, which hasn't been that long ago. But you know, anything new?
Yeah, actually, Warlord and I have been working on handheld props. I don't have Max. He uses Max and he's more experienced with it. So he creates the meshes and then puts the bone in. And, I add the textures and put them into Movie Storm and yeah, make them usable.
Nice.
Right now we have, working on a Victorian set. So we have a champagne glass, a wine glass that has wine in it. The wine is static. It's not liquid that moves. But at least your character can hold, you know, a glass with wine in it while they're talking.
Right.
And we have candles. One is lit, one's not lit. I'm working on making the lit one a light so they can walk around with the light. And he's working on some mesh for candelabra right now. Let me see. I have a list, so that way I can tell you exactly what he's hopefully working on. let's see. Oh, detective glass, like Sherlock Holmes type.
Yeah.
A fan for the ladies, an umbrella, and a parasol, and a cane. And that's going to be the first set of Victorian held props.
Nice. Wow, you're just whipping them out almost every day now.
Trying to get these hands, because the wine glass is the simpler handheld prop, because it only has one bone. We're hoping to figure out the sports bag. The gun would be nice. It would be nice to have some Victorian powder guns.
Right. Well, yeah, I know there's a lot of people who would just, you know, even beyond Victorian, would like to have, you know, some revolvers or, you know, maybe a sniper gun or even,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people are even tired of the, you know, that the only gun that the soldiers can use is a shotgun, you know. They would like rifles. And, of course, all that stuff would be great if Movie Storm actually, you know, took 5 minutes and actually did it. But I think what you're doing is great, Shirley. I really do. I mean.
Thank you.
even though, you know, I hate you, you know, for all your mods.
But I love you, DL. You are so awesome.
See, this is why I can't hate you so much, because you filled my head with all this uber goodness. So,
yes.
but I think what you're doing is really cool. And, you know, what's cool is that you look at what you were doing at the beginning of the year, you know, 2010, and look what you're doing now. I mean, you've made a lot of progress.
Yes.
And I think it's great that you and Warlord are, you know, we're working together. And again, that's why I hate you so much, is because I asked Warlord if he wanted to, you know, partner up, but I guess I just didn't attract him enough, because he told me no.
Well, there are three people that need to be thanked. One is DL for helping us out a little bit with the bones and the.
Yes.
Bringing the textures over from Max. One is Chris Olis, who helped us by telling us the exact bone names. Mm-hmm. And another is Ben for explaining to me how to get it into MovieStorm and working properly. Ben S.
Yeah, those are Chris and Ben are surprisingly very helpful. Being a part of the staff of MovieStorm, you'd think they'd keep that information to themselves and hope that nobody would ever find out but they've been extremely helpful, even to me, and yes, to a lot of the modders out in the community. Now, whether or not people listen to them enough or not, that's another story. But what? I've been asked this question before, and it's not any way a discount to what you're doing. But what is the fascination with the Victorian area? Are you making a movie that's going to take place in that time, or you just think that that's a untouched genre that MovieStorm should have?
Yeah, I really think it's an untouched genre that they really should have covered, and I understand that with their staff, they're very limited on time and what they can do. But Victorian settings, they're good. You got Jekyll and Hyde. You got A Christmas Carol. You can use them nowadays. I mean, there are still, there are houses that have the Victorian look to them still. There are buildings that are built now that have a Victorian look. I think it's sort of a timeless era, mm-hmm, that that the props can be used for a lot of different movies. So that was one of the reasons I wanted to cover that.
Right.
And the next one after that, is medieval, and then sci-fi, modern, Western, I'm trying to cover things that MovieStorm hasn't touched and other modders haven't touched. Because the more props, the more things we can get out, the more movies that can be made, the more people can, film their script.
Yeah.
Or their novel or whatever,
People will look at MovieStorm in a different light and be more inspired to create the films that they want to create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to start with something, and I'm finishing up the last Victorian set I'm going to make. I thought, well, why not just start off with the Victorian stuff? That way that's completely done and out of the way. We're going to also import some hats, bonnets, the top hats.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man, you
now
just...
Now that we know where they go.
Yeah. Well, so you said you're working on your last Victorian prop. What is next? Mm-hmm. What's the next genre? Are you gonna stick with a particular genre the next time around?
Well, the next set that I'm working on is 1950s, because I've had a lot of people ask me for that. But after that, I would really like to touch on the Roman Empire, gladiators. Mike has a lot of gladiator props that he's made for iClone, and he's hoping to bring those over for MovieStorm. Once the sword pack's released, we're hoping to add some spears and medieval-type weapons, mace to be used. So
nice. That's Well, that was another thing I was going to say is that it seems like after your Victorian era props became successful. As far as what I can see, they've been relatively successful. I mean, I'm not sure how many people have downloaded it, but you're constantly coming out with more, and it seems like MovieStorm has kind of got the picture about that, and now they're coming out with the swords pack that would only contribute to the stuff that you've made. you know. And then on top of that, we've seen a thread by Chris Aulis where he's working on some castle props.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, do you feel that, well, you know, Chris Aulis creates the castle props, releases them. Do you feel like maybe that's kind of stepping on your toes?
Oh, no, not at all. He can create props that are more interactive than I can create. I haven't yet imported a prop with its own animations. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, him creating those castles, they have a totally different look from the castles that I created, and they can be used in a different way. So I'm all for whatever he wants to make.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's good because, you know, I know that some people might, I mean, I don't know who, but I know some people might feel that, you know, it might feel a little miffed at the idea, oh, well, MovieStorm never was interested in creating that kind of stuff until I started creating it. Now they're, you know. Now they're releasing that kind of stuff.
I think if the castle was the only thing that I had made, I'd probably be a little miffed. But there's something I read that has to do with writing, and it can go with just about anything. If you have one thing that you've created, whether it's a story or a mod, it's your baby.
Right.
And you're going to be very upset if that baby gets hurt, if somebody else makes something like it, or uses it in a way that you didn't intend it to be used. Mm-hmm. But if you have a lot of children and one falls out of the tree and breaks their arm, you're going to be like, walk it off. Mm-hmm. Walk it off.
I thought you were going to say if one of your children falls out of the tree and dies, you'd be like, oh, well.
Oh, no.
Walk it off.
No, because then there's money involved and, you know, the whole drama.
Well, very cool. So, all right, on a different subject, other than modding, because that seems like what you've been doing a lot. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask one more modding question?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Jake. I didn't even know you were there.
Oh, me neither. So... if you don't mind me asking this, how's your site been doing? Like
the store?
Stuff. Yeah, the store.
Oh, it's been doing pretty good. We have brought in Sean G's sci-fi props. Chris is trying to get some of his props into MovieStorm, some caves and mountains. They're volcanic. Looking with lava, which would be really cool. And Warlord's bringing over some of his, and then, you know, if anybody else wanted to put their stuff in there, that'd be cool. But, you know, it's doing pretty good. I'm not Bill Gates, but you know, yeah. So,
well,
okay.
You got any other questions, Jake?
No, you can just change the subject if you want.
All right. Well, I was just going to ask, you know, what are you working on as far as movies, or have you given up that profession?
No. I'm trying to finish up the Arizona Slasher. Okay. I've been doing some filming on that.
I'm looking so forward to that.
And being able to bring in the handheld props really helps, because things that I didn't think I would be able to pull off, I'll be able to.
Right.
It really helps. And I'm also writing up the script with Killian for The Ring of Time, hoping to get that started in the next couple months.
And that's a remake, right? You're going to be restarting from scratch.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, because I know a lot more than I did, and I also have a lot of help this time, which is going to make it so much easier.
Right.
Ricky Grove's going to be doing working on the sound. I have a lot of voice actors now, so I don't have to rely on one person to fill four different roles. And, you know, Kathy, animator Kathy, has agreed to help out with some of the special effects, as has Afterthought. Keep wanting to call her At. But, you know, I actually have a pretty good team working with me. So that'll be a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to do a project that's as involved as a novel by yourself. It just takes way too long. And, yeah, other than that, I think that's about it. I'm sure there's more things, but I just, you know, can't think.
So, as far as the Ring of Time, what is your plan? Are you going to do it all Movie Storm this time, or are you going to mix iClone and Movie Storm again?
Gonna mix them. I have contacted Animatechnica, but I think he's, you know, Gabe, and I think he's pretty busy right now. So that's going to leave most of the filming to be done by somebody else. And I know Movie Storm well enough, and I like the flow, the animations, the lighting, so I figured I would just film most of it with Movie Storm. Mm-hmm. And then other characters will have to be brought in from iClone. And
right.
I have some iClone users that are willing to film those and green screen them so I can bring them in, which is going to be a lot better, because to have somebody that knows iClone enough to make the animations that I'm going to need is going to be a huge bonus. And then there will be some After Effects footage that will have to be used, because I don't want to mix the Movie Storm effects with the iClone effects, so it's just going to be better to make it in a third software.
Right.
So they all match.
And do you have another person who's going to be doing the visual effects for that, or are you going to be doing the visual effects for Ring of Time?
It'll be me, animator Kathy, Afterthought, let's see, yeah, we'll be all working on the effects, and Warlord Mike, he's going to be putting up a website dedicated to it, so that everybody has their own page. And there's the, you know, storyline, back histories in there with some pictures.
Well, it sounds like you got it all planned out. I actually really liked the original one that you made, but I also can say, you know, from my own experience, I know what it's like to not be completely satisfied with, you know, with something that you've, you know, spent time and effort on. So, yeah. And you want it to be the best it can be. So I'm really excited to see what you bring to the table the second time around.
Thank you. I am too. Yeah, our plan is to film 3 episodes and then start releasing them. So there's 1 episode a month.
Right.
And it's going to take a while, because the novel's 40 chapters. And this is just the first of a series, and I wanted to, you know, we'll see what happens with the first book, but if it films all right and everybody still, you know, is on board, you know, go for the second and then the third.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many chapters from the book will be in the movie?
What do you mean?
Like, how many chapters are you doing from the book that you're putting into the first movie?
I think he's asking,
are
you going to be cutting anything out as far as, you know, like some,
okay.
Like when you watch a Harry Potter movie, they cut some chapters out for the length of the story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the first episode is the first 2 chapters, because there's just so much information in them. And it's going to be a little bit longer than the other episodes, because you know, it's the first one. It's giving the audience the information on the characters and what, you know, the transition from normal life to, you know, the journey. And there are some things that are being cut out. There are also some things that are being added, because in a novel you show, and in a movie, or in a novel you tell, and in a movie you show. And so the internal thoughts and the internal struggle of the character has to be shown instead of told.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some new dialogue and situations in the movie so that you can see how the character's struggling and how they feel. And, you know, there are things that were taken out. Not everything, but there are bits that, you know, a movie has to flow. It has to constantly be going, you know, like a car down the highway. If it's not moving the story ahead and it's not absolutely necessary, then, you know, it's cut out.
Right. have you found it difficult to have it adapted, or is it going along pretty smooth?
It's going along pretty smooth so far. I had to come to terms and understand that the script is a different being from the book, you know.
Right.
It's its own person.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's a bit different, then that's okay, because, you know, it's a movie and not a book.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is your baby, so.
Yeah, actually, this kind of is, in a sense, because it took so long and there's just so much involved.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the book, I mean, have you got it published yet, or have you found somebody who's been interested in publishing it?
Oh, I self-published it.
Oh, you self-published it. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
great.
It's available on Lulu.
On Lulu.
Yeah.
You should send me a link after the show. I will look into it, and I probably will buy it, because I think that's pretty cool.
It's a really good book.
Jake has a copy. Ken has a copy.
Yeah, it's a really good book.
I see how it is. You give them copies, but you just don't give
me.
No,
they bought them.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. I know.
So has that, has that been good for you as far as self-publishing, or do you, you know, or is it, you know, because I've always been interested in how that kind of works. As I've actually, when I was 11 years old, I started writing a book, and, one of the things that it was always told me is like, oh, you could always self-publish. So I was always interested to hear, you know, if that was successful for another person.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let me start off by saying any form of publishing of a book, whether it's self-publishing or, having a book publisher pick it up, you know, it involves advertising. You know, you are responsible for getting your book out there. Now, whereas if you have a book publisher do it, if you get lucky and that happens for you, you know, a lot of times they'll set things up. They'll set up radio shows and talk shows and appearances and, you know, book signings, things like that. Well, if you do it yourself, you're responsible for all of that. The only way that your book is – people are going to know about your book is you have to go out there and you have to be the salesman, you know, and you have to sell it to them. And, you know, it's an awful lot of work if you do it yourself. And, you know, it's like 4 full-time jobs. So, you know, you really need to stop and realize that before you self-publish it. You know, so.
Do you realize?
So
that,
what you're basically saying is it can be difficult.
It can be very difficult, but I mean anything that you try to achieve is going to be difficult. you know, working with a movie, if you write a script, you know, you're going to have to get that script out there and make people want it if you're trying to sell it. You know, so, yeah, it's...
Yeah. Well, you know, on a positive note, though, I mean, you're making the Ring of Time adaptation, which in itself could be a proof of concept and a promotion tool for the book.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, it's just, I got to the point where, okay, why did I write this story? Well, I wrote the story to entertain people. So, you know, as long as people like it, it doesn't have to be 100,000 people, as long as 5 people like it. You know,
absolutely.
I've obtained my goal. I've entertained a few people. You know.
Yeah, it's not about how many people have, you know, actually gotten your book to qualify whether or not your book is successful or not. Your book is successful if you have one person who says, you know what, I really enjoyed this book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or I really enjoyed this film.
So. Are you thinking of actually, like, when you're done with all the movies, filming with it, are you thinking of putting on Amazon or something and selling it? Like, put on Disney?
The movies? Oh, probably not. I wasn't really thinking about that. I don't know how well they would transfer to DVD. And I wouldn't sell them. I, you know, probably put them on the site and give them away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, like I said, it'd probably be smarter to you know, let the movies be freely available. But if they want the whole story, you know, you could get the book for this and this and this, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the book, there's a cost with that. You know, there's how much Lulu charges me because of the paper and the binding and all that good stuff. You know, a DVD, I mean, what, you can go down to Walmart and buy like 50 of them for $10.
Mm-hmm. Well, even Amazon, it has a, what is called a create space, where you can create, you could actually upload your or you send them the DVD, like the master copy of the DVD. And you send them your cover design and all that, and they will put the DVD up there and allow you to sell it. They just basically manufacture the DVDs for you. But I don't know. I still kind of have a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to, you know, folks selling their films. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be different if you were selling, like, I mean, if you had the film available, you know, open for people to watch, and then you decided, well, I want to give people the opportunity to have a hard copy DVD that has some special features and stuff like that on it, then yeah, sure, throw it up there and charge for what it costs to ship it. But, you know, right now I don't think Machinima is at a place to be
sold.
Sold, yeah.
I totally agree with that. That's why, you know, I was like, well, hey, if I put them on a DVD, I'd probably give them away because, you know, it's...
Yeah.
I wouldn't sell mine. If somebody else wants to, good for you. You know, go for it if that's what you want to do. But, you know...
Exactly. Okay, well, we're coming down to the end of the show. For those who may be just tuning in now, we had the show an hour earlier today because we had a show cancel on us. Jake, do you have any final questions for Shirley?
Why are you so awesome?
What? Oh. Oh. I don't think of myself as awesome. I try to help people, you know. I do make mods, you know, for people. I sell some because I just can't spend, you know, 8 hours a day making a mod and for no, that's a lot of
don't
time.
Don't worry, Shirley, you don't have to justify it, you know?
Yeah. But I think you're awesome too, Jake.
Thank you. Someone does.
You're a good kid. Thank you. Okay, you're a good guy. Sorry, didn't mean to call you a kid. I felt that kick.
Okie dokie. Jake, do you want to do a quick chat room shout out and let everybody know that we thank you for something?
Yes. Okay. We would like to say thank you, DL Watson, for listening and talking and stuff. Thank you, Kent Day, for listening. Thank you, Sai, for listening. Thank you, RGR, for listening. Thank you, Squirrely Girl, for coming on and talking with us. You are awesome. And thank you, Monk, for listening. And no, I did not get any microphone, and yes, I am a flirt. And then thank you, Ben. And thank you, Ben Tuttle, for leaving. So,
yes. And by the way, Psy is actually Silent Night, or otherwise known as PK.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for tuning in and listening. See you guys next Saturday. Yeah. All right. Any final words, Shirley?
Just keep filming and keep modding.
All right. Do what you do.
Well said.
And just as my final words, just want to remind everybody that there is a Winter Holiday Film Festival going on at TMU Theater. If you have a film that takes place sometime around the holidays, if you're working on it or whatever, so far we haven't had any submissions, so I'm kind of thinking that the film festival is going to be a dud this year, first year. But if you do have a submission, you know, go ahead and submit it, and we'll play it on the date, which is on December 19th. But the deadline is the 15th, which is a Wednesday. Definitely check that out. We also have a film from coming up on the – I think it's next Friday. You could go to tmutheater.com/events and check out what we have scheduled. It even includes the radio shows, so you know exactly when the radio shows are playing. But yeah, that's it. I hope everybody has a great week. Have fun. And Jake, take us out.
Yeah, from my final words, I like to say, storm on, people. Storm on.